DW. Someone suggested to me recently that I must really love Berlin. I expect I said I did, because in many ways I do. But love, as they say, is a fickle thing. And I fear my heart will never beat for this city in the same way it does for the 220,000 square miles of water whose ebb and flow connect Germany with Britain. In the past, I've tended to indulge my adoration of the North Sea during visits back to the UK. It has, in fact, long been intrinsic to them. Not only because the island nature of the place means crossing the water to get there, but because of the deep green cliff to which I invariably go, from where I have a completely endless and endlessly complete view of the cold-hearted object of my affection that roars and murmurs as the mood takes it. At low tide, I walk the freshly revealed sands in search of tiny pieces of amber and fossils left there by time. Sit on the beach watching the twists and puffs of cloud and colour move across the sky. And I swim. Regardless of its sometimes biting cold, for it was here that I took my first ever strokes alone. Kept afloat by the salty chill, aware of the sheer vastness of it all, and told that if I kept swimming for long enough, I'd eventually reach the other side.
Fourth, Tyne. Northwest 3 or 4, backing northeast for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good.
What might await me there, or on my way through, I had no idea. But listening regularly, if subconsciously, to that so very British institution that is the BBC's long-running shipping forecast, I heard about Fisher, Dogger, and the German Bight. The images those things conjured up in my mind were of a teeming ocean and a country baring its teeth. When I finally ventured into Germany's Bight this summer, the only ferocity was in the wind, which came at me in gale-force gusts and fiddled with the physics of rainfall to make it lash in horizontal sheets. That, anyone who's been to coastal northern England might say, must feel familiar. And they'd be right. The very same often awaits me on my favourite cliff. But everything else feels different by the shore on the German side of the water. The flatness of the land along the 750 miles of mainland coast, the complexity of the Wadden Sea mudflats, and the below-sea-level communities, which tucked away behind protective dikes, seem fragile and vulnerable. Here, the sea that ripples and rages from one country's coast to another over the top of land that once covered the two, but which it swallowed many thousands of years ago, seduces me to a different tune. It moves beneath skies as mournful as they are breathtaking, crashes against man-made walls designed to keep it at bay, and has a history of fury. But even the wrath that saw it rise in the 13 and 1600s to heights towering and murderous enough for the events to become known as the First and Second Grotemanndrinke, or Great Drowning of Men, doesn't crush my affection. Because the North Sea has my heart, hook, line, and sinker.
These things you keep, you better throw them away. You want to turn your back on your soulless days. Once you were a teller, and now you are free. Once you were a teller, and now you are free. That was the river. This is the sea.
This report was brought to you by DW.